Hello and welcome back to the Fascinating Facts I Bet You Didn't Know podcast. I'm your host, Shrikant Gaukar. Welcome and thanks for listening. So, it's been a while since I've made one of these, right? A couple months, but that doesn't matter because we're back. That's what matters. Alright, so, our subject for today, as you probably saw, is facts on engineering. And it's not as boring as you might think. It's actually very interesting, and these facts are super cool. And keep listening, because at the end, you'll learn about an AI system that was literally engineered for the 2022 Qatar World Cup, the FIFA World Cup. So keep an eye out for that. All right, so let's start off our episode today with a fact about the Eiffel Tower. Not like the actual Eiffel Tower, but this is a fact that was caused by the Eiffel Tower. So let's get into it. So the original Eiffel Tower, when it was built, it was the tallest building in the world, up until the Chrysler Building was built. And in this time, before the Chrysler Building was built, Chicago, the city of Chicago in Illinois in the US, it didn't like the fact that Paris had the biggest building in the world and it wasn't the US. So the city of Chicago, its officials, they had an idea and they asked all the engineers in the city to group up and they made a public announcement and asked them create or come up with some idea to build something that could be taller than the Eiffel Tower, right? And the city would sponsor the building and everything like that. And lots of people had many ideas, but the one that Chicago ended up choosing, which for the record, it didn't actually end up being taller than the Eiffel Tower, but still, the one that the city of Chicago ended up choosing was a big wheel on a tower. And this big wheel that was on a tower would spin very slowly, and it would have little carts for people to sit into, and so they would be able to see a really big, really great view high up of the city, and then they would slowly come back down. If you're thinking this is a Ferris wheel, you're right. And the fact is that the man who had this idea, his name was George Ferris, and it was really the Eiffel Tower that caused the creation of the Ferris wheel. All right, next up, we have one about the construction of the Golden Gate Bridge, which, for the record, isn't really golden, it's red. I've been there. But back to the fact. So, the lead structural engineer on the Golden Gate Bridge was named Joseph Strauss, and he thought that the building a bridge, especially over a big ocean, was really, really dangerous. People could fall, people could die, so he wanted to construct a safety net underneath the bridge during construction. But most people were against it. And the reason why is because the Golden Gate Bridge is really long, and to add a safety net underneath the whole thing, it costed $130,000. And that was in the 1930s. And so I did some calculations, and with that adjusted for inflation, that's worth about $2.9 million. And so if you were building a bridge and a guy wanted to add a safety net for only construction that costed basically $3 million, you would be against it. But Strauss pushed and pushed and pushed, and he got it done, and it was worth it. Because in the Golden Gate Bridge's 4 years of construction, that safety net saved the lives of 19 men. That's one almost dying every 2.5 months. And something cool about that is these men who almost died ended up nicknaming themselves the Halfway to Hell Club. All right, fact number three, and this one's kind of funny, not gonna lie. In 1452, there was a Hungarian engineer. His name was Orban. And no, I'm not talking about Viktor Orban, who is the current prime minister of Hungary, but there was just a guy named Orban in the 1400s. And so this man named Orban was a really good engineer, and he had created a super powerful cannon for that time. And he was looking to sell it to someone. He wanted money, he had created something, he wanted to sell it. And so he originally went to the Roman Empire, which was pretty big back in those days, but it had a rival of the Ottoman Empire, which was growing. So he originally went to the Roman Empire, and he asked them if they wanted to buy it, but the Romans said no. So he went to the Ottoman Empire, their rivals, and asked, "Do you want to buy this?" And the Ottomans did buy it, but not for a cheap price. It was very expensive. I couldn't find how much it costed, but I know it costed a lot. But it worked out to be great, especially for the Ottomans, because a year later, they used that exact cannon to shoot and break down the walls of Constantinople, which was the Roman Empire's main stronghold. The Ottomans breached Constantinople, took over it, and that ultimately ended the Roman Empire. So who knows? They might still be here today if they had just gotten that cannon from Orban. Alright, this next fact is on Albert Einstein. But not the E equals MC squared Albert Einstein, but his son, Hans Albert Einstein. And he lived a pretty cool life. Hans, as I said before, was Albert Einstein's son, his first son, and he followed his dad's footsteps. He became an engineer. But unlike his father, who was an electrical engineer, Hans Albert Einstein became a hydraulics engineer, and he became really famous. Not obviously as famous as his father, but he wrote some really, really important formulas and conducted really, really important research in hydraulics on solid and sediment soil transport in rivers. And this was used widely in making dams, in shipbuilding, things like that. And a kind of funny part about that is when his father was asked about what work Hans was doing, the Albert Einstein, he replied and said that, "I may be doing lots of good work, but my son is doing better work than I am." That's not a direct quote, by the way. But on to the next fact. This one is about a Japanese engineer named Yasuteru Yamada. So, Yasuteru was a retired engineer, and he was enjoying his retirement and like watching TV one day when he saw the news about the Japanese Fukushima nuclear disaster. And he had an idea that older people should clean up the Fukushima disaster and not younger people like firemen and things like that. And this was kind of weird, I don't know, because not many older people would have the idea, let's go into a radioactive place and possibly die. But he had some good logic. He was in his 70s, he was 72, and his logic was that since he was this old, he only had about 10 to 15 years left in his life. And so if he got exposed to radiation while cleaning up or helping out with the Fukushima disaster, then it would take about 20 years for cancer to fully develop on his body, and he wouldn't necessarily have to suffer as much for that cancer. And Yamada was actually a previous cancer survivor, so he knew what it was like to have cancer. So he had pretty good judgment. And so yeah, that was logic, right? That he wouldn't really suffer as much. But if, let's say, Japan sent 20 to 30 year olds, even 40 year olds to fix it, they would get cancer in their life and suffer more because they would get it 20 to 25 years later and they would suffer. And that was his idea. So he got about 250 older men and women and created the Skilled Veterans Corps, or Corps. But most people just called them the Suicide Corps because they expected them to die. Kind of sad. But when the government needed help, the Skilled Veterans Corps came together and they helped out. They performed inspections on Fukushima, they helped clean up, and even today, the SVC exists and has over 700 people in its organization, and its still main goal is to clean up Fukushima. So, that was our fifth fact, and now we are on to our sixth, which is our final fact of this episode. And it is exactly what I told you guys at the start. I will be explaining how there was an AI used for the Qatar World Cup, the FIFA Qatar World Cup. So, you may have noticed, if you ended up watching it, that if there was an offsides call during the FIFA game, then officials would sometimes go up to the control room or make like a box sign, and they would look at a 3D model or layout of where the offsides call was. And you can, if you don't understand what offsides is, I would just Google it. It's kind of simple, but anyway, as I was saying, they would use AI and 3D generated models to see where people were, where the ball was. But how did that happen? How were they able to track everything so precisely? That's what I'm here for. So how it worked is each ball that was in play, every football, every soccer ball, whatever you call it, each ball in play had a special camera and sensor inside of it. This camera and sensor would be able to tell exactly where the ball was because of some high-tech cameras, and I'll get to that later. So this ball in play would consistently send some signals up and up to like a control room in the stadium, and it would know exactly where it was. And as I was talking about, they had 3 to 4 extremely high-tech cameras, and these would not only track where the ball was for a higher view, but they would also track every single player on the field. And that's over 20 players, so that was a lot. But they would do that, and it really worked out because they would also consistently send signals to this control room, and this control room would use AI and a lot of 3D mapping to create a 3D model of where every single person was at all times of the game. And this came into lots of play when during the FIFA Cup, because at some times people would be offsides by literally an inch, literally a centimeter. They would be super close to being offside, or they would be super close to not being offside, and that could affect how the game went very, very closely. So having this computer do the work for us, giving a very precise answer, was really great for the FIFA because it averted bias. So that is all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My sources document is in the description. Send me a message on Anchor if you'd like. Make a donation if you want to support me. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Or night, whenever you're listening to this. Bye.